This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. Luke 4 tells of Jesus going to the synagogue in Nazareth and reading from the prophet Isaiah. And this is what he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This prophecy, Jesus claimed, applied to him. He is the one who would set at liberty those who are oppressed. Sin is a very powerful thing. It does not merely afflict us or hinder us, it enslaves us. And this is how the Bible frames it. In John 8:34, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." In Romans 6, the Apostle Paul wrote of us being slaves of sin and that the end of those things is death. He echoes this in Ephesians 2:5, where he speaks of us being dead in our trespasses. But here is some exciting news. Jesus not only secures us liberty from our sins, he also provides us with the power needed to live in that liberty. The regenerating power of the Holy Spirit, ours by virtue of Jesus' shed blood, gives us the ability to conquer sin and live in true liberty. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.